The senior fleet officer shook Will several times. Will finally opened his eyes and acknowledged him.
Fancy seeing you, an officer of the fleet, here with Baromians and the Weevil.
The officer slapped him and admonished.
You simpleton! I am a Weevil!
Will replied sarcastically.
No kidding, Sherlock. Did you really think you had us fooled?
It doesn't matter. Soon we'll rule another quadrant, and one day, the universe.
Will looked at the Baromians and commented in mocking fashion.
Initially, I thought you guys would have been running the show, not these losers.
The Baromian snickered. The officer angrily punched Will, but he continued to taunt him further.
If you think that makes you a man, forget it.
The officer grabbed Will's chin and squeezed it tightly.
Enough games, Saris. Where is Fury?
He demanded. Will was surprised by the question.
Fury? What about me?
Jack goaded the officer.
What's the matter? You need a date or something?
The officer turned to Jack and punched him in the stomach. A glob of saliva flew from Jack's mouth and struck the officer in the face. He licked it off and held his hand up. Sharp, pointed claws emerged from the fingers, and then drops of clear liquid beaded on the tips and rolled down each finger.
I think you'll make a very good Weevil.
Will laughed at the creature hysterically. Jack wasn't sure why, but he followed Will's lead and laughed too. The officer shouted,
What's so funny?
You really aren't that smart, are you?
Will asked. The Baromian snickered again. The officer responded angrily.
Then you shall be the first!
He turned toward Will with claws extended. Will laughed harder at him until the officer held his claws to Will's throat. Jack continued to laugh, although he still wasn't sure why. Another officer cautioned his superior.
Wait! Something's wrong here!
He approached Will and leaned over him.
Maybe we aren't as smart as we think. What's so funny?
Will answered. If he sticks either of us, he'll be in for a big surprise.
Like what?
Like he'll die a horrible death. We have been vaccinated with a serum. If he tries to inject us, he'll explode. The officer laughed at him and responded,
That's pretty lame.
Oh, you think so?
Look at the scars on my shoulder.
You think you're the first one to try me?
The officer pulled Will's shirt collar back, exposing his shoulder. There were 5 scars from puncture wounds.
If you check the backside of my shoulder, there's another set of scars,
Will revealed. The senior officer asked,
How could you live through 2 injections?
Easy. The vaccinations work quite well.
I don't believe you.
Will provoked him further.
Then go ahead and try, you fool. I dare you.
All we want from you is a location of Steel Fury. You know where she is.
Why would we hang with Fury? Jack asked. She kicked me out of the fleet a long time ago.
And I quit the fleet because she was clueless. That's why we were losing the war, Will added.
Then I guess you have no use to us. We'll leave you to the Baromians,
the officer said wryly. He motioned for his subordinate to follow and approach the door. Will warned,
Watch your back, boys. We're coming for you.
A Baromian entered the room. He ranted wildly.
The attack was a disaster. We lost all but 2 of our ships.
The senior Weevil asked calmly,
How is it that you botched this?
The Atreides came back! They knew we were coming!
So why did your last 2 ships run? They could still fight!
They were badly damaged! They had no firing capability!
Why didn't the Atreides pursue them?
They had but 1 ship left themselves!
Good! Then it's time for us to take control of the Alliance!
But the Alliance is supposed to be ours!
And you'll defend it with what? You're worthless fighting force?
The officer challenged. The other Baromian snarled at him. The officer drew his pulse pistol and shot each of them. He sneered at Will and Jack.
I guess you can stay here and die, unless you happen to remember where Steel is.
Jack commented cynically.
The Weevil aren't very intelligent, are they? No, they're obviously much more primitive than we thought.